A champion joins us here in the Freak Nation, Tyler Reddick, course runner for Junior Motorsports, grabbed that championship yesterday afternoon in Homestead. And Tyler, frankly, looking at how you won this championship, specifically in this race, I don't know how you brought that car back in one piece with all those times you decided to go up there and kiss that wall. What the hell were you thinking?
Well, we have one mindset and one goal all race long, and that was good. That was purely just run the fence the best we could. All year long, we've been able to make speed and doing just that with the racetracks. The biggest thing was just going to be making sure we were comfortable up there. So when I would go up there and have a car underneath me that, I could, for the most part, keep it out of the fence. We were definitely hitting a few times, though. But the guys knew what I was going to have to go out there and do. And fortunately, I didn't hit the whole wall hard enough to really affect our speed any.
Tyler Reddick, your Xfinity Series champion, joining us here in the Freak Nation. And going into this race, Christopher Bell, Cole Custer, they were the odds-on favorites to win this thing. But given how throughout this year your back was against the wall and that you would come out swinging and eventually prevail, it's not a surprise that you actually won the race and the championship.
Yeah, we just knew we had to going into Homestead. We knew we were going to have to be aggressive. We knew our strengths would lie in running the wall, and going into that race, that mentality, after we tested there in August especially, we know what we were good at, and we just focused mainly on that, just trying to make ourselves the best in the areas where we were faster than others. But the race fell into our hands.
Tyler Reddick, tell us about the high line at Homestead. You ran it real well, and it seems like a lot of drivers handled it perfectly this weekend. Was it just the setup?
Well, it's not necessarily about who has the right setup or not. Obviously, you need to have the car underneath you to keep you out of the fence, whether that's keeping the back of the car underneath you and keeping it from sliding out into the wall, or on the flip side, keeping the car rotating good enough to stay up right next to the wall. So, just as the tires were out really fast there, and being that you have to lift so much because of the shape of the racetrack, it's just a huge advantage to be able to run next to the fence, pack that much more air on your right side and on the spoiler. It's just more downforce, more side force. So, it doesn't make sense at first. And when me coming into it, it didn't really make a whole lot of sense. But after finally understanding it and finding that sweet spot, it's night and day, and it's all a matter of inches.
Tyler Reddick, you go into the record books not only for your championship this year, only three times in NASCAR history has a driver won Rookie of the Year and a championship. 2014 with Chase Elliott, 2017 with William Byron, and now you in 2018.
Well, it's just, chemistry is one thing, and it's drive of the people in the shop. They work really, really hard. Then it even falls on the decision-making with who they want in the race cars. And, I'm not saying that about me, I should say, but, William Byron and Chase Elliott are both really, really good race car drivers and have proven themselves. And last year, we were in a spot where we were needing to go somewhere else. And the team wanted to have me in their car. So, the year wasn't what we all thought it could have been throughout the regular seasons and even at times in the playoffs. But, I just knew, and my team believed, we all believed, if we just got to Homestead in the championship four, we had a great shot at winning the race. Regardless of who thought what and what they had expectation-wise for us, we weren't concerned because we believed in what we had, and we knew that it was going to be good enough if we just made it.
Tyler Reddick, NASCAR Xfinity Champion 2018. Listen, you're saying William Byron has proven himself, Chase Elliott has proven himself. You've got champion by your name now. I think you can add yourself to that category. Tyler Reddick has proven himself. You've got swagger that you can walk with into this offseason, okay?
Well, yeah, it definitely makes the offseason go a lot smoother, especially when you have what you would consider an up and down year of lost opportunities. When you close up the year with the championship and winning the race at Homestead and winning the Rookie of the Year, it makes going through the offseason a whole lot better for sure.
But isn't that just motorsports in general? Isn't that sports in general? You can have a ton of talent. And when it comes to motorsports, you can have an incredibly talented team working with you. But again, what happens on the track? This is why we do the races every weekend. What happens on the track? There's so much unpredictability, and that summarizes your season, but you still found a way to pull it out.
Yeah, no doubt. We just, you know, we knew the format going in. Everybody knows what they have to do. And for us, yeah, you know, on paper, we weren't the best team. We weren't consistent. We didn't win the most races. We didn't lead the most laps. But, you know, that's how sports are. This playoff format, as we've seen in other sports, you know, the team with the best record doesn't mean that, you know, they win the Super Bowl or they win the championship. It's a process. And for us, we did a lot of learning over the year, and we got better as we went on. We learned a lot of lessons. I made a lot of mistakes, and we grew as a team together. So once the playoffs started, we did everything we had to do. We really didn't do much more than that. We didn't have the speed in practice through any of the races, the elimination races or the round of 8 or round of 12, but we had just enough guts, enough fight to make it to Homestead, and, well, it won us a championship.
Tyler Reddick, your Xfinity Series champion, joining us here in the Freak Nation Lucas Oil Studios. And Tyler, I'm not sure how many times you had Dale Jr. in your ear throughout the season, but regardless, I know he did yesterday afternoon. Is it comforting to have Dale talking to you during a race?
Yeah, actually, you know, he kind of just let me and Dave do our thing at Homestead. I didn't personally hear him on the radio. Maybe my ears weren't working very good. But I was giving him trouble before the race to just give Dave a lot of trouble throughout the race just to mess with him. That's just the kind of energy me and Dave had all year long. You know, we worked really, really well together. We get along really well together. And the biggest thing is we're not afraid to have fun on the radio. We're not afraid to have fun in the garage, the pits, whatever the situation may be. No matter how bad it may be, we all as a team collectively aren't afraid to have fun. And that kept our heads right where they needed to be, even on some of the toughest of days that we would have. So that's just chemistry. You can't fabricate that. You can't just magically come up with it at the end of the year when it counts. That's something that, you know, us as a group, we just made the most of what we had. And sometimes it was miserable. And, you know, this past weekend has been a dream come true. It still doesn't feel like reality, but Dave's getting quite used to it. He's got two in a row now, and I've already been giving trouble, but I'm not going to let him get three. But that's just the type of people we are. We like to poke fun at each other. But me and him are for sure going to enjoy the off season and what we went out and set to accomplish at the beginning of the year and being that we've done it, and in a more unorthodox way than most people have done it, feels really nice.
You know, you talk about how you guys want to have fun. You, Dave, Dale, everybody on the team, you're a Star Trek fan. Who would each of those guys be as a Star Trek character?
That's a good one. You know, that's tough.
Who would be Spock?
I don't know. I'm trying to think of, I don't know. Dave's kind of like the, kind of have that smart ass persona that Kirk has at times. But sometimes Dave's just purely about, you know, what's factual and what's not. When I'm like saying, oh, the car's doing this, and then, you know, we go slower, he's like, well, I don't care what the car's doing. You're going slower, so we're going to go a different way. So, I don't know. Dave has a lot of personalities that come and go, depending on how we run. We have a blast every single weekend. Even when we aren't the best, we may get stressed out, but when the day's done and we walk out of the garage, you know, we moved on to the next week, and that's what kept us going.
Freak Nation, you could call him a champ. His name is Tyler Reddick, Xfinity Series champion, running for Junior Motorsports, moving to Richard Childress next year. Hoping some of the same from Tyler Reddick and crew. Dude, thanks for doing this, man. Happy holidays to you. And just think about it. For the next, I mean, you're now called a champion in a big boy series.
It is pretty nice. It's going to take a while getting used to. I'm not going to lie.
Thank you, Tyler.
All right. Well, enjoy yourself.
See you, buddy.
Thank you.
You know, thinking about that championship for Tyler Reddick, I thought, you know, it's been, what, shoot, 3-4 years since it was, the rules came into play for the feeder series, which, again, is the Xfinity series. It feeds up into the Cup series. I thought it's been maybe 3 or 4 years since they eliminated the fact that Cup guys could come in there and win the championship. Brad Keselowski was the last guy to come in and win an Xfinity championship.
As a full-time Cup driver?
Yeah. 8 years ago.
Oh, eight?
Yeah.
Oh.
Wow.
Eight.
How about that stat, man? We were bitching and moaning like everybody else. You had Brad Keselowski. Prior to that was Kyle Busch, Clint Bowyer, and then Carl Edwards and Kevin Harvick.
Yeah, it's the Xfinity series has got to benefit, and the drivers have to benefit. Well, we talked about Chase Elliott. He was able to be a champion and move up.
Mm-hmm.
Now Tyler Reddick. And, I mean, these people, you got to give them a chance to run. And all the stuff, they're going to say that it's good to run against the best, but they want to have a chance to win and build their own brand and their own fan base. And it's a good thing to keep the Cup guys out of there so often.
Speaking of building a new fan base, it was necessary for NASCAR to make those changes now in hindsight, looking back, because of all the big name drivers that have retired over the past 3 years, those guys coming up, whether it is the Chase Elliotts or the Ryan Blaneys or the William Byrons of the world, if they didn't come up with fan bases already, the series would have been in really big trouble.
Yeah, nobody would have known their name, especially the marginal fan. You've got to be able to bring some names up. You can't have Kyle Busch winning all the races in the weekend like he did for several years. I mean, you can't do that. You got to give people a chance to build your business model. And if you're going to make the drivers the star, you got to have stars.
If you go back and look at some past series champions that weren't Cup drivers at the time, you got Martin Truex in 2004 and 5, who wasn't a Cup driver yet. He wins it twice. Golly, running for Dale Earnhardt and Teresa Earnhardt. Is that Chance 2 Motorsports? That's what they called it, wasn't it?
Ooh,
it was.
Was it really? Huh. So that was the years prior to it becoming Junior Motorsports and Teresa being out of there.
Then you have Kevin Harvick, who was a Cup pilot, but you go to Brad Keselowski then 2011 and 2012 as Ricky Stenhouse Jr. with Jack Roush. Then he moves up to Cup in 2013. Austin Dillon wins it in 2013. And then he moves up to Cup. Chase Elliott, the stat man said, Chris Buescher in 15, Suarez in 16. Speaking of, we have no idea where Suarez is going next year, right?
No. That's a little weird.
Well,
that's a weird situation.
He hasn't had success, you know? I mean, he's been driving mid-pack, and you got to have some success or bring a lot of money. You can't be less than good and don't have any money. You're going to find yourself in sports cars pretty soon.
So, I guess, is Stenhouse bringing money? Speaking of a guy who's a former Xfinity champion, but he is running mid-pack.
Yeah, well, the other side of the coin is that if a driver has the ability to race and be relatively competitive and not tear up the equipment, then the owner would like to have him around, you know, because he knows that he's going to get the car to the end of the race and it's not going to be on a hauler, you know, every other race, destroying $250,000 worth of gear. I mean, that's a good guy to have around.